Hi there, welcome back to lesson four, your Mark with Magic. We're going to be talking about stories and why those stories are so important to be passed down through the generations in our family and what they hold and the magic that's within them. And we're also going to be talking about candle magic and color, but I want to talk about color first. Color plays such an important part of our lives, and we never really understand how much of an impact color can have on our lives until usually you begin to decide to either paint or decorate your first home. Now, could be a rental home, could be a purchased home, but at some point, and for some of us, it happens, as young adults, and we want to paint our bedrooms if we're still living with our parents. And for some of us, it happens shortly after we move out for the first time and we walk into our rental apartment and everything is that stark white or that beige. Now we're finding that apartments are sort of this tan, off-white, sandy kind of color. Anyway, the point is that immediately we tend to gravitate towards wanting to change the space and change the color. And the reason for that is that beige or this tan color feels almost like this meh, this sort of weird energy that feels as though it needs to come to life. Now, don't get me wrong, I live in a very vintage cottage sort of farmhouse, and I just recently decided that I wanted everything to be cottage white on the walls, but that didn't mean that there wouldn't be woods and earths and tones and blues and reds and other colors that would come into that. I wanted a blank slate that I could then add to. But then, somewhere out of the blue, I put a twist in things and decided to paint the laundry room green. All this white was around me, and I was like, oh, I just need like this pop of color, and I want to be able to see it from my kitchen. And what does green make me feel like? Well, it makes me feel like healing. It makes me feel comforted. It makes me feel calm. It makes me feel serene. And here's an interesting story about color. When we first moved into our house prior to this one, we call it the Atchison home. When we first moved into the Atchison home, everything in the house was painted like this blue. I can't describe it. It was not turquoise, but not dark blue, more like a light. I don't even know what periwinkle is. So maybe it was a periwinkle blue. I don't know. But it was blue. And there were blue. The outside of the house was blue. And there was a lot of blue on the inside of the house. And I said to my husband when I walked into the house, I said, all of this blue has to go. It reminds me of a mental hospital. He was like, what? And I was like, yes. It's like, it makes me crazy. Anyway, it didn't take me long, and I had the house painted this burgundy, taupe greens. I really dove into like this autumn fall kind of vibe in the house. And at the time, I was collecting elephants and giraffes, and I just felt very grounded and rooted in nature. And I wanted to have like these earth tones surrounding me. This made me feel warm and protected and comforted. Then, fast forward, we move into this house, the ranch house. And the ranch house in the beginning took on a very Western vibe to it. Again, a lot of deep tones and rich leathers and woods and burgundies and greens. It sort of morphed that over. But the elephant collection was given away, and a lot of bridles and saddles and photos of our horses growing up and my dad's racehorses sort of adorned the walls. But again, I went through another shift when I started filming Mom's a Medium and I was coming out of the closet more as this more predominant medium. I really was gravitating towards blue butterflies. It was a sign from my Nana that I was on the right path, and let me tell you, I embraced blue wholeheartedly. My walls became blue, and everything was this white and blue, shabby chic and rustic and vintage. And think about like doilies and glass and antiques. And yeah, I went back to the blue. So The blue, when I walked into that house in Atchison, made me feel like I was in a mental hospital. But the blue, which by the way was not far off the blue in Atchison, at this point in my life, made me feel calm. And I don't know, blue I associate with your throat chakra. So I guess a part of that was that I was speaking my truth and stepping into who I was. And maybe I wasn't ready for that blue in my life at that time because I still wanted to be very guarded and very protected. And that makes sense. So why am I telling you all about color and how it makes us feel? Well, because if we're talking about color, it's kind of this great segue into talking about candle magic. Candle magic is actually my preferred method of magic, and it's one of the things I do all the time. It's on my altar, it's in my house, there's always candles going, it's by my bath. It's just something I think that is at the core of witches, whether you're a kitchen witch or a garden witch or a crystal witch. I just find that so many witches lean towards flame-related magic and candle magic. And I like to see magic. I want to visualize a candle burning down and, going into ash. I want to see the paper that I threw into the fire leaving. I need this strong visual to really create this powerful manifestation. And I'm drawn to that. It makes sense to me. It feels like I can see it transforming and I can see it happening. But there's something to be said about color. And when it comes to candles, it's so important to collate the candles and the colors together. Because the color of your candles is just as important as the color of your home. Subconsciously, you're going to react to specific colors during different times of your life. And the response to the color is anchored in your experience of what you're living in culturally, physically, emotionally, spiritually right now. And so, significantly, you will know what you're drawn to and why you're drawn to that. So, let me give you some examples. These are just examples. Note that it may be something different for you, but for me, white candles simulate healing, peace, gratitude, and connecting me with my higher power. Black candles I use to activate protection spells and to reverse any negativity, clear away gossip and darker energies. Red candles I use to really invoke passion if I'm really super passionate about something or if I want bravery or confidence. Pink candles are always for self-love and compassion, but I also use the pink candles a lot right now because my daughter is battling breast cancer. So I really channel the energy of that because I know pink is a symbol for breast cancer. Yellow candles can help us with new ideas and to gain clarity and insight. And I think yellow candles are really great candles for when you feel like your self-esteem is low and you're worried about other people's thoughts, feelings, or opinions. Blue candles have everything to do with peace, communication, really about finding spiritual healing and really dreaming and inspiring. Green is always about abundance, but also about healing. I use green, obviously, to draw in finances, but green also draws in healing and Mother Nature's energy. And then brown is very grounding. So, if you need to get grounded and if you want to create balance in your life, purple is for that intuition, opening up that third eye. Orange has everything to do again with abundance and passion and really helping clear your mind. Gold is just like this. I find golds and silvers to be like the Trump candle. So, they represent gods and goddesses. And gold really connects with the sun, whereas silver, I very much connect that to the moon and to Mother Earth. And multicolored candles that have swirls and sort of all this, design in them, they can mean whatever gravitates towards you, whatever you feel connected to at that time. Candles are great to carve in. You can set your intention. You can add oil to them. You can put essential oils and anoint your candle before lighting it. You can look at the candle while you're meditating. You can write your intentions sort of on a piece of paper and let that burn down. One of my favorite things to do is just to really use the candles on my altar that collate with the color of what it is that I want to manifest at myself and in my life or my family at that time. So I think that's also super important. But candle magic is something that you shouldn't keep a secret. And that's where I want to lead into talking about stories. Stories have been lost over time. And I recently discovered that myself throughout finding some stories that actually never made it into the Bible that were by women. And those stories ended because someone felt, or someones felt, intimidated by those stories and by those things that those powerful, intuitive women had to share. And whether you're a woman or a man, however you see yourself, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you talk about the stories of the candle magic that you're doing, that you share the lessons that you've learned in this course and others, that you share the gifts of intuition with people, that you talk about connections and building them, and how we establish things spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of those things, how to get grounded, what your chakras are, how you connect with, you know, different colors and candles and music and senses and sights and sounds and plants and nature. These are stories of things that have happened in your life. Think about things that may have happened when you were going for a walk in the woods, or things that may have happened. You know, recently I was listening to some family members talk about a story that they felt like they had a ghost in their house. And it was so cool to hear the story. And I thought, if they never told that to us, how would this ever get passed down? How would this story ever continue to be told to grandchildren and great-grandchildren and to nieces and to nephews? Stories are part of magic. And without them, we have nothing. And some people are very, very fortunate to grow up in spiritual homes and in homes with magic, where they're told things that came from their ancestors. But if you're never told, and if you never tell the story, and if we don't educate one another, then they're lost. So part of ritual magic and making your mark with magic is so important. So stories, candle magic, color, incorporate that all in your life and take it step by step. Do what feels right for you, but talk about it. Share your stories and your experiences. And if you should feel so inclined to paint a wall after this lesson, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.